Hello, podcast listeners. We know podcasts are a great way to catch up on a program that you may have missed on KSJE, and it's provided as a free service of this radio station. But you know, KSJE is now listener-supported, and so while you enjoy this podcast, we hope that you'll also take some time to join KSJE. Become a member today. It's quite easy to do. Just go to our website at ksje.com/support and pick the level of support that best matches your budget. Thanks again for listening. Here's your podcast. Joining me this morning to talk a little bit about some recent legislation that's been passed and signed by the president from his offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico Senator Ben Ray Lujan is joining me this morning. Senator Lujan, it's good to see you. Thank you for joining me.
Scott, always good to be with you.
Thank you very much. Big news with the infrastructure, the bipartisan infrastructure bill that was passed and then signed by President Biden. It means big things for New Mexico. Can you talk about that for just a moment with me?
Most certainly, Scott. On Monday, President Biden signed into law a bipartisan infrastructure package that we passed out of the U.S. Senate earlier in the year and that the U.S. House of Representatives recently passed. And this means investment in New Mexico and in the people of New Mexico. So every one of us on our way to work or to pick up the kids from school, we all know where those potholes are. We all know those bridges that we're concerned about that may not be as safe as they should be as we're getting over them. This will provide record investment in New Mexico for roads and bridges in our state, more significant than the investment with that overpass with the Big Eye. You know, at one point or another, all of us find ourselves in Albuquerque, and we all know where the Big Eye is as those interstates come together with 25 and 40. And this is a more significant investment than what that is, just to provide you something to compare it to. It also includes about $750 million to make internet and broadband more affordable and available in our state. The goal here is to connect every part of New Mexico. And I'm confident that we can connect over 98% of New Mexico. And if we're creative and we're diligent, we will get 100% of the state connected with homes and businesses. And then we'll also fill in the gap for about 785,000 New Mexicans who may not be able to get the internet because they can't afford it. As many as 90 million people across America can't afford access to the internet. That's why they don't have it, Scott. So I was behind one of the big pushes here to get that broadband affordability piece built in. And then the REGROW Act, a piece of legislation I worked on with one of my Republican colleagues, as well with Senator Cramer, which provides a record investment to plug abandoned, orphaned, and oil and gas wells. This is gonna be critically important. It's going to help correct some of these sites that should have never been neglected and walked away from. It's gonna create jobs. It's good for the environment, it's good for our economy, and I'm very proud of it. And then also with IHS, one of the efforts that I led in working with Senator Heinrich and Sinema out of Arizona was leveraging support from our colleagues to be able to address the backlog with Indian Health Services with wastewater projects. So that will also help us in New Mexico with significant investment to be able to address that backlog. Those are just a few examples of what is in this package with roads, bridges, water, wastewater, EV charging stations, and investments in our communities that will make a profound difference.
Very good. And I know, Senator Lujan, from our previous conversations, kind of expanding internet and broadband access has been a big part of your legislative agenda. And so this should be a major step forward, shouldn't it, as you mentioned, to try to get internet access to most of New Mexico. And we just saw how important that is during the pandemic with kids going to school online and needing that connectivity.
Most certainly, Scott, this has been one of my priorities from the very beginning. And early in my tenure, when I was a member of the U.S. House of Representatives, we secured passage of the American Rescue and Reinvestment Act, which did expand broadband in some parts of New Mexico, but did not nearly go as far as it should. This investment will finally help New Mexico catch up to where it should have been all along in being able to build out broadband into many high-cost areas. Look, we've got a lot of mountains at home, and a lot of our terrain is filled with rock. It's tough to be able to drop a trench in some of these communities or be able to carry those long hauls with our mobile devices, with the towers and their connection as well. That's why I'm so happy and optimistic about how I was able to work with my colleagues and what broadband connectivity in New Mexico will mean to help small businesses, students that are doing homework, whether they're doing in-person learning or distance learning, most of their homework is done online. It's gonna help teachers, it's gonna help our grandparents and parents stay in touch, and it's gonna provide more access to telehealth. Those of us that live in rural parts of New Mexico, you know, rather than having to drive 3 hours in one direction to go see your doctor, maybe you can have a telehealth appointment where you're seeing your physician from your living room or from your kitchen. And, you know, that's going to save money in your pocket with gas and hotel rooms and all the rest. So I'm hopeful that we're going to see a change when it comes to how access to the broadband, with making it more affordable and accessible, is going to help us all around. So something that has been a priority of mine, because it's a priority for the people back in New Mexico. So finally able to deliver on that one. I'm really proud of it.
Very good. And you mentioned the Big I, of course, and we're certainly familiar with that intersection in Albuquerque, but we imagine that there'll be some road and bridge projects trickling down to some of the smaller communities, places like Farmington, where maybe they haven't been identified just yet. But do you believe that residents of San Juan County will see some definite improvements in roads and bridges here?
Most certainly, without a doubt. San Juan County and each city and town in San Juan County, you know, Farmington, Bloomfield, leadership out on the Navajo Nation with Shiprock and some of the other chapters, they have all been working with the state legislature to submit those capital outlay projects. So it's no secret the need that exists for roads and bridges, water and wastewater projects in and around San Juan County. And so those projects must be part of the consideration, and there must be investment in every corner in New Mexico, including the Four Corners in San Juan.
Very good. And again, talk to me a little bit about this orphaned well project. We talked about that before too, and that's part of this bill. We know there are a lot of old wells here in the northwest part of the state, and certainly the southeast part of the state is seeing a lot of activity. It's important to kind of maintain these wells and shut down the ones that are no longer producing, and that's what you're talking about with this bill, right?
That's spot on, Scott. You know, there's a lot of companies out there that are much more responsible than others, and you know, when they shut down a pad site, an oil and gas well, they reclaim it based on the requirements either by the BLM or by the state of New Mexico. But there's some bad actors out there, and they just walk away from this infrastructure. It's expensive to be able to bring it to where it needs to be, but these companies are negligent in doing that. This is an investment to be able to go after every known, abandoned, and orphaned oil and gas well, not just in New Mexico, but across America, to be able to get that equipment out of there, to be able to plug it correctly, and be able to safeguard against those hazards that it creates. Most recently, I was actually down in Hobbs, down in the southeastern part of New Mexico, and we went to a couple sites, one of which was abandoned, and there was an oil slick on top of the water that had accumulated. But what concerned me more than that is the connection point between the tank and the truck. As everyone knows, there's a little bucket that will help catch anything that may spill onto the ground. Well, that bucket was actually catching a little bit of rainwater, and there was an oil slick on top of it, and cows had been drinking out of that bucket. So, you know, just another example where you have cattle that are drinking that oil slick from an abandoned oil and gas well that may land up in the market, in the grocery store. This is just irresponsible behavior, but one that we found Democratic and Republican support to be able to get this addressed. It's going to create hundreds of jobs back in New Mexico, provide investment back home, and something I was real proud to work on with my colleague, Republican Senator Senator Kramer, to get this done.
And I think that's an important part of this whole conversation, Senator Lujan, about the bipartisanship that got this bill passed, because a lot of times I think we hear that both parties pretty entrenched, and here's one example of folks crossing the aisle to get things done. Certainly there was still some opposition, but the fact that there were members of the other party who worked together to pass this and get it to the president's desk, it certainly provides, at least to me, some hope for the future.
I agree with you, Scott. I'm very grateful to my Democratic and Republican colleagues who found a way to work together so we could vote for and pass the bipartisan infrastructure package. Most members of the New Mexico delegation voted for this bipartisan infrastructure package. Myself and Senator Heinrich, of course, U.S. Representative Tedessa Ledger Fernandez, who represents the Four Corners, Melanie Stansbury, who's a new representative out of Albuquerque. But unfortunately, our U.S. representative from the Southern District, she didn't think New Mexico needed this infrastructure investment, and she voted against it. It's unfortunate, because one thing I learned from Manuel Lujan and Pete Domenici is they fought for every dollar of investment for our beautiful state. And it's critically important that we're able to invest in the people of New Mexico, especially when those roads and bridges are crumbling and wastewater and water infrastructure is old or needed. We've got to get this done. And so, again, it was good to see how the country came together to make this difference, and I was proud to be a part of it.
Thank you, Senator Lujan. And now there's talk about the president's Build Back Better plan, the other infrastructure bill that folks are talking about. That one may have a more difficult road through Congress. What are your predictions, if you have any, for passage of that legislation?
There was an announcement that the House will be voting on this soon, and I expect that we will see that passage. And then the Senate will be taking this up when we return after Thanksgiving recess. Over the weekend, we'll be working on the National Defense Authorization Act. There's currently debate going on behind me, as you can see on the Senate floor, and being able to get this done. The reason that that package matters so very much, Scott, is it's a substantial investment in families and working families across New Mexico. Think about all those families that have children in New Mexico that would benefit from a child tax cut. And we were able to expand that in the American Rescue Plan, again, where none of our Republican colleagues supported that. But it's a tax cut that families in New Mexico that have children under the age of 18, so they're 17 and younger, you're seeing that in your bank account today. If your children are under the age of 6 years old, you're getting about $3,000 a year, $2,500 if they're older than six for every child. That's one of the biggest tax cuts to working middle-class families and those aspiring to get in the middle class that we've ever seen come out of the Congress, Scott. And that's just one example. We also know that working families, they have a tough time because the cost of daycare for their kids, it gets expensive. And so we're providing a daycare support in here as well to help build that capacity up across America and back in New Mexico, make that more affordable. And then one other area that's near and dear to me and so many families back home is helping build up capacity when it comes to home health care. Look, I grew up in a family where you took care of your grandparents or your parents, and we've all stayed home with our loved ones to make sure they have care around the clock when they needed it most. We need to make sure we're providing that support to our seniors, to our parents and grandparents and loved ones across our state. And again, that's an investment in the people of New Mexico. We're going to see one of the most significant tax cuts to working families with a child tax credit and helping families where they need help the most. So looking forward to helping get this done and get this across the finish line.
All right. And do you think, Senator Lujan, that your colleagues in the Democratic Party who've maybe been a little holding out to vote on this will turn around and join with you?
I'm absolutely optimistic about it and positive. Some of our colleagues who have been working to look at each and every measure here, they have been saying more and more positive things as the days have been going by. And again, the first hurdle is getting this passed out of the House of Representatives. That's upon us. And then the work will begin in the U.S. Senate to get this done before the end of the calendar year. And I'm optimistic that we will send this to the president for signature, and this will provide real help to the people of New Mexico who are still going through tough times. I mean, life has been hell, especially during COVID, with small businesses, with families, with kids, with parents and teachers. And they have been doing incredible work to get us where we are today. Now, this is an investment in them to make sure that we're able to have growth, job creation, and more opportunity into the end of this year and into the next few years as well. So definitely looking forward to how this will make a positive difference in people's lives.
Senator Ben Ray Lujan, we always appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining me today. Happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. And be safe out there, everyone, and I look forward to seeing you soon.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Senator Ben Ray Lujan, my guest here on KSJE. KSJE is supported by the Farmington Civic Center, bringing a full slate of entertainment to Farmington and San Juan County. Farmington's Chevelle Shepherd, Saturday, November 20th at 7:30 p.m. The Farmington Civic Center, 200 West Arrington in downtown Farmington. Find out more online at fmtn.org/shows or 505-599-1148. Did you enjoy that podcast? We hope that you did. And if you did, share it with your friends. And if you really want to keep podcasts like this coming, please support KSJE. You can do it easily online at ksje.com.